Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for February 19th, 2023. I love getting questions from all of you, and if you ever have a question you would like me to attempt to answer, I would love to hear from you. You can always get a hold of me at greg@aspire.org. That's greg@aspire.org. This question comes from Larry in Canada. He listens to us via the internet on the website at aspire.org. And for this, I'm very grateful, which is why the website was made to be of service to you. He asks a very simple and beautiful question. And I thought, wow, no one's ever asked me that. He writes me and he talks about all the things I've talked about over the years that he's been listening. And he says, are you still a seeker? Do you still want to know? Larry, I will always be a seeker. I've always been a seeker. No matter how much craziness or mischief or nuttiness I have been through inside of the Gregory, no matter what, it always got me. When I was a kid, I would sit there and lay in my bed at about 5 and 6 years old and wonder why I was me. I used to sit there and ponder, why am I me? Why am I me? And I didn't get any answers, but I found something interesting. The answers I got were the experience that was given to me by asking the question, why am I me? My mind would tilt into another direction beyond my mental acuity and my genetic dispositions. And I would start to have these wild experiences of floating, of expanding beyond my bed, beyond this world. I could feel it start to happen. And it kept happening and happening. And then as I grew a little older and this continued on, I wanted to learn meditation. I had heard about it from, I guess, my mother or my father had talked about it. My father liked to practice yoga, so he kind of had that incorporated in him. He would go and do these yoga classes, so he would talk a little bit about meditation. So I saved my money. And I bought a record at the time that was supposed to help you learn how to meditate. And I listened to that record and listened and listened and listened. I wish I still had it. And of course, I would go at it for an hour or so every day. And not much happened because I just couldn't comprehend what was really going on. I was a seeker then. As time went on, different things started to happen. The mind started developing the chemicals that adults get and young people get. And so my searching never stopped. I just was backed up by my emotions and my ego, my pseudo pride, vanity, whatever it is that we have as little people, and then the human race thing started in. I had a premonition, Larry, and it was that for some reason or another, and I couldn't explain it, I would not always be living with my parents. And this was in my teens when I had this, so maybe 11 to 13, somewhere in that area. I didn't know what it meant, but I knew I had to kind of work on it. I went to high school. My parents had split up. We lived in Santa Barbara, and my father lived in Diego. And I saw him occasionally, you know, how that goes. And I still was seeking. We went to the Unity Church there in Santa Barbara, and meditation was kind of offered there, not really. Bill Himbold was the minister, and I loved him dearly, but he was not a meditator. So I still was searching and searching. I had seen Ben-Hur, that scene in the desert with Jesus and Judah Ben-Hur has always moved me. I knew something existed beyond the premise of my body, and there had to be something more meaningful. And then I went back to, I finished school, did a couple of years in college, and then decided to go back and become a Unity minister. And then my parents both died suddenly. And I was 20 years old in that area when that all happened. And so I felt... I didn't feel alone in the world. I never have felt alone. I felt like I needed to step it up, especially in high school. I realized my mother and father weren't going to be around forever. I don't know how I knew this, so I started to get good grades. You know, before that was, you know, B's and C's, and now I turned it on to A's and really worked on it because I wanted to get in college and do all of that kind of stuff, which I did. But it always nagged me. Then India came, long story. I'm not going to get into all of it. If you want to see it, it's on the new series, my last series on the website at aspire.org, Aspire Unhinged. And if you go there, you'll learn a little more about what my journey was. And I've been doing it ever since. I took sannyas. I work on it every day. I'm up every morning at 1:30 in the morning. I am meditating every morning for a good hour. Then I go to work, and I still work upon myself. I still see the traits of Greg. I don't try to change them. I simply transcend them. I have learned at this stage, after divorces and difficulties and crazy students and nutty things that happened, that all of this is delusion and illusion. And if you start to understand that in a certain way, that certain way being that this is all temporary, we live in impermanence, you start to awaken inside. You start to realize you've got to be done with your mischief. And when you're done with your mischief, that's when it starts to happen. The awakening begins to build in you. You have to see the futility of living as you do, the way you do, and for the reasons you do. And if you can do this, which you can, then you start becoming a different kind of seeker. At first, it's information, and you want to know what's possible. Then when you go a little deeper, you start to realize that there are things within us all that are blocking this process of inner awakening. And then you realize you can't change those elements. So then you realize very deeply that you must walk away, walk out of the house of Gregory, the house of Penn. And I did. And I want to be drawn back into it like anyone else, but I just don't go there. I don't fight it. I have a different attitude about him, meaning Greg, and I don't make him a bad guy, and I don't make him a good guy. I just understand what he is. He's a hapless human being that is looking for love in all the wrong places, as the old song goes, and it's all true. So with all that being said, yes, I am still a seeker. I am still developing. I am still working on myself. I want to share it with my students that they might not go through everything I had to go through, but they do, and I'm okay with that, and I try to help my students through everything they go through to awaken within themselves. So there you are, Larry. I hope that helps you understand. It never ends, Larry. It never ends. You keep working and working. Thank you for your question, and please forgive me. Namaste. That's it for this week. I'll be back again next week with more questions that you hopefully will provide me. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.